Howdy, folks. They say in prison, you can always tell which prisoner is the big shot. He's the one with the unlisted number. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And, you know, it's a good thing they didn't have tranquilizer pills back in the good old days. Can you imagine what Julius Caesar might have been like if he took tranquilizers? Instead of saying, I came, I saw, I conquered, he'd probably have yawned and said, I came, I saw, and I rested. And Admiral Farragut at the Battle of Mobile Bay, after two tranquilizers, you'd say, oh, never mind the torpedoes, let's retreat. Yeah, some famous sayings would have probably sounded different if their authors were on a tranquilizer diet. Like, could say, go ahead, give up the ship. Or maybe, the British are coming, back to bed, folks. Well, I don't know. I'm not against relaxing, of course, within sensible limits. And double mint chewing gum helps you to a real good kind of relaxation, the sort that gives you a lift instead of a slump. You sink your teeth in for a good, satisfying chewing and let some of that jumpiness work itself out of your tense nerves. And all the while, that cool double mint flavor keeps you refreshed, and pretty soon you feel like a new person. That's the kind of relaxation you want, so you relax with healthful double mint. It's grand. Well, today is a good day to start off with a song, so how about it, gang?
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day.
How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a
good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues.
Everything to gain, nothing to lose.
A good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today.
You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got the right away, 'cause it's a
good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills.
So take a deep breath
and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
That was Marion Morgan and the Jack Halloran Quartet. Jack was telling me about a cottage he was in out at the lake over the weekend, and you know how those cottages are, the thin walls and all that. And seems, he said they were sitting around in the evening and they heard a noise. And Jack said it sounded like mice in the wall. But it wasn't, no, it said it's just the folks in the next cottage eating celery. Well, Jack never could tell a joke very good. And he should have just kept his big mouth shut on that one. But I think Marion has a solo for us. What is it, Marion?
Imagination.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey. Just as I think of you. Imagination. imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination.
Was fine, Marion. No, it's a real good beat there. It's fine. You know, along about the close of the work day, we're all members of the beat generation. Real beat. You need a lift, sort of. So when you climb on the bus for home or crawl into your car, you plop some refreshing double mint gum in your mouth, huh? It'll give you a grand pickup. And that smooth chewing, I'll tell you, it's swell for frazzled nerves and all. And you know, the nice thing is, if you're headed right home for dinner, a wholesome double mint won't spoil your appetite any, cause it's light, never filling. You try it. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Everybody's been wondering what happened to the popularity of comedians on television the past year or so. There've been all sorts of explanations on it. Some folks say the Westerns are to blame because they're funnier than the comedians. I don't know. You know, they say, "I'll give you till sundown to get out of town." Or, "Let's see your hole card, and it better not be another ace." Or, "You stay here with six good men, and I'll take the buckboard into town." Stuff like that, you know. Well, I don't blame the Westerns. I blame the comedians. I know, after listening to a couple of hours of their jokes, it's a relief to watch a nice, quiet massacre, you know. Well, let's forget the whole thing right now because it's Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is some suggestions to parents about how to handle the cookie jar. Now, I don't suppose I'm the world's leading authority on this subject, only having one offspring, but sometimes one child can keep both parents jumping. The thing I've noticed about mothers is that they make a big to-do about little things, you know. Seems like they're trying to prove how good parents they are sometimes. Here's an example now. I'll bet you've all seen and heard 100 times. "May I have another cookie?" "Another cookie what?" "Another cookie, please." "Another cookie, please who?" "Another cookie, please, mother." "Another cookie, please, mother what?" "Another cookie, please, mother dear." "No, you've had six already." Now, this is the sort of child raising that gets you nowhere. After a few conversational go-arounds like this, the average cookie-loving child will decide the cookie isn't worth all that. The child mind is direct. It wants another cookie. I mean, it's not interested in idle chitter-chatter about Mother Dear. To the child, she isn't a wonder woman. She's just a person who, through some strange program of nature, has been put in charge of the cookie department. And if he has to go through a 5-minute situation comedy before he can get a plain no, well, he'll just put his determined little mind to work in some other direction. His little mind will tell him that he can avoid all of this by going directly to the cookie jar when she isn't looking and helping himself. And thus the little tyke is launched on a career of making his own decisions, thinking for himself. And this can lead him in later years, if he isn't careful, to becoming president of a cookie corporation or something. Now, how much better would it be if Mother would just give the little glutton another cookie right off? I don't know. Two or three good cookie stomach aches will straighten Junior out, though. That's our buttram bonus for today. And Junior, if you're listening, chew delicious double mint gum. It tastes mighty good, and it's helpful, and it's good for you, too. Hmm? Well, Jack, does the quartet have a song for us today?
Yep, Pat, we gotta travel on.
I've laid around, laid around and played around,
laid around this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. Papa rides to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home. Papa rides to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been away too long. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. Wanna see my honey, I wanna see her bed. Wanna see her bed, oh, wanna see her bed. Wanna see my honey, I wanna see her bed. She's the best gal this poor boy ever had. I've played round and played round this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, winter's coming on. I've played round and played round this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. I gotta travel on. I gotta travel on.
Well, we gotta travel on too, but don't forget to check your supply of delicious double mint chewing gum now. It's just the right light, satisfying refreshment to enjoy between meals these summer days. Wholesome double mint. It's never rich or heavy and can't fill you up, you know. Keeps your mouth feeling cool and comfortable. I'm Pat Buttram, leaving you with this thought. Some folks itch for success, others scratch for it. Goodbye now.
Weekday evenings, enjoy.